In an effort to make the subway system more accessible, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority is investing in improvements at 17 of its subway stations. We are determined to make the NYC transit system fully accessible, not just for persons with disabilities, but also for seniors, for parents with children who are in strollers and travelers with luggage, said MTA Chair and CEO Jana Lieber. On February 23, the MTA announced it will be upgrading 17 of its stations in 2023 with accessibility improvements in accordance with the Americans with Disabilities Act. New Yorkers rely on the subway each and every day to get to school, work, crucial appointments, and everywhere else they need to go. For New Yorkers with strollers, mobility issues, luggage, or just a week's worth of laundry, our subway's lack of elevators makes those journeys exceptionally difficult, or for many disabled New Yorkers, downright impossible, said State Senator Andrew Gonardis. It's long past time that New Yorkers have full access to the hundreds of connections that the 36th Street D.N.R. can make possible, and I applaud the MTA for its plans to install an elevator at the 36th Street station as soon as possible. Of the 17 new projects announced, 7 are located in Brooklyn. The following Brooklyn stations are expected to receive ADA station upgrades: Court SQ 23 Street, E, M, New Lots Avenue, 1, Klassen Avenue, G, 36th Street, D, N, R, Broadway Junction, 3 stations, including L, J, Z, A, C, Broadway Junction is long overdue for these ADA capital improvements, said New York City Council member Sandy Nurse. Every day I see people struggling to navigate the junction's broken escalators, perilous stairs, and crowded entryways. As the primary mode of transportation for New Yorkers, the subway must be accessible, punctual, and meet people's basic needs. Funding for the upgrades will be drawn from the MTA's 2020-2024 capital program. Through the program, MTA has earmarked $5.2 billion to make 67 stations more accessible. This year's upgrades will build on the 13 contracts the MTA awarded in 2022 for new stations. Currently, 130 of New York's nearly 500 subway and Staten Island Railway stations are considered accessible. The MTA reports work is currently underway at 34 stations throughout its system. These include the following Brooklyn stations: Lorimer Street, Metropolitan Avenue, L, G, Grand Street, L. Bay Ridge 95 Street, R, Kings Highway, F, 7 Avenue, F, G, Sheepshead Bay, B, Q, Church Avenue, B, Q, Junius Street, 3. 8 Avenue, southbound, N, Borough Hall, southbound, 4, 5. To stay informed about accessibility issues, the MTA runs an accessibility task force. The task force provides a forum for exchanging information about services related to persons with disabilities and their transportation needs. The task force also assists the MTA in identifying opportunities for enhancing accessibility and soliciting feedback on upcoming capital projects and policy issues. Transit equity isn't just a subway station or bus stop in every neighborhood. True transit equity requires each of those stations to have the tools and infrastructure that empower people with disabilities to easily and comfortably take our trains anywhere they need to go, Brooklyn Borough President Antonio Reynoso said. I'm thrilled that this effort to create more accessible public transit is continuing to move forward in Brooklyn, and I'm grateful to the MTA for spearheading these improvements. For a complete list of stations MTA intends to award ADA station upgrades to in 2023, click here.